Blog Talk Radio.
Of life and how it really unfolds, we can take ourselves back to the innocence. So therefore, as our focus, consider and try to do such in the process of meditation, of going back to pure essence of who we really are. All right, so if you guys are all, this is Psychic X Journey Man here on Psychic X Journey Man Spiritual Link Talk Radio here on Block Talk Radio. Welcome to the show, and how are you guys doing? Sorry we wasn't here Tuesday, but, you know, it's one of those things to take a break. Things get a little crazy, a little stressful, so we have to take a situation, take a break for a while. But we're here now. We're going to be here for an hour, I guess, so if you want to give us a call here at 646-721-9031 and get a couple questions answered, please do so. And we're actually going over a lot of things, and we're actually looking at the number and the angel number book, 314. I actually had it just for a minute. All right, 314. This number means, if you see this number repeatedly all day, it says, your success is guaranteed as you are surrounded by angels and ascended masters. All you need to do is keep your thoughts focused on your desired outcome. And then we have 315, which means the ascended masters are helping you to be brave, strong, and optimistic as you change your life for the better. So keep moving forward, guys. Keep doing what you got to do. Also, if you want to contact me for private readings, too, as well, give me a call at 740-500-8863, and we will definitely get down and get the situations taken care of. Right now, we got a May special going on for 75 minutes for $75. If you are a person in the mood for a group reading or a party, and I got some things going on, looking for a little bit of, I don't know, looking for some entertainment, I guess, give us a call, and we'll definitely take care of the whole situation. We're having specials left for this month, too. They're usually $150 flat fee for those situations, but this month it's only $77. So jump in there and get a take a look at that whole situation. Those are some pretty good prices to have somebody at your party or you do a group reading with. So give us a call at 740-500-8863 or call me at 740-601-9835 or contact me through Skype at donald.reed8, that's all in small letters, or you can contact me through my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Like I said before, we have specials across the board, and actually 45-minute readings are going for $45 too. But also this month, you can get a block of five 45-minute readings for only $100. Whoa, that's unheard of, isn't it? Crazy. And we're doing some crazy things this month, so we just want to get there and sit down and do the work for you and do what we got to do, and whatever we can do to get that done, we'll be willing to do so. So if you are a person who wants to make a deal, call me. Let's make a deal. I mean, look at the situations and that kind of stuff. It's the ideal, having confidence what to do, right? So the ideal, I do. And it's one of those things, we really want to help people out. We really want to sit down and do sessions and really want to make a difference in people's lives and giving them information so they can make a difference in their own lives. All right? That's the big thing about the situation of this kind of work. We can give people information, but then you got to take the ball and run with it. All right, so if you want to give a call here now, just give us a call at 646-721-9031. And if anybody has had any kind of freaking inklings about Atlantis and any kind of things that are going on, there seems to be so many opinions out there and so many variations and so many directions. It's enough to make you confused in what's going on with that situation. It seems like everybody has their own theories about what's going on. To me personally, I think Lemuria and Atlantis were one and the same. It's just that one falls into the other, because they both had this thing where they were working with crystals. But they said that Lemurians actually had really, you know, strong depth with crystals, energy, and how to use that and how to work and that kind of stuff too as well. But some people think that there's a difference between the two. So it's one of those things, what you think, give us a call and tell us what you think about the situation as well. So it's interesting in itself. So if you have your own opinion, feel free to call and let us know. So, Dee, how are you?
I had trouble getting the switchboard to come up for me, and I had to pull up the big chat room.
No problem.
Amen, Peter. I have a lovely cat trying to scratch everything. Yeah,
what's
I'm
that?
Here. My cat was scratching the box spring. He loves to do that. The youngest one.
Oh, okay. Crazy.
Yeah, you never know. He's a tomcat, so you might hear some yowling eventually.
Mm-hmm.
He's good at that.
kind of a whack out situation.
April? How's April?
Oh, she's doing good. She's doing fine.
Oh, great.
They're actually heading back to North Carolina as we speak.
Oh. Did you say, when did you say?
Huh?
When did you say she was heading back?
No, they said that April is actually heading back to North Carolina as we speak.
Oh, okay. I'm glad it went well.
Yeah, I guess it went a little bit better than I thought. So she was heading back, I think, a day early.
Oh, good for her.
Mm-hmm. So, what's your what are you going?
We have one person in the... on the line waiting for us.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and bring them on. Or else you want to go ahead and give your information out first before you bring them on.
Okay. I'll do that quickly.
Okay. There you go.
You can contact me at 207-374-5072. Or you can email me at spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com, which is my email address and also my psychic name. If you're looking for a phone reading, I do everything for donations. I suggest for 60 minutes a $60 donation, but I'll do, you know, different times. If you were looking for like 20 minutes, 45, 40, whatever, or even more than 60, that's fine. If you want an email reading, I suggest a donation of $20, but I will work within your budget. Whatever, you know, whatever your needs are, just let me know. I do healing energy as well. And I take PayPal. So contact me and we'll see what we can do. If you're interested in some jewelry, I have a business called Dreamweaver Designs. And for the moment, I'd like you to email me at that particular address. And I can email you some pictures to give you some idea of the things that I do. Most of my jewelry does have some silver in it, whether it's Hill Tribe silver, which is handmade in Thailand, or some of my pendants I use are sterling silver, but I use most of the silver that I do use is the Thailand stuff. I also use stone pendants, and all my beads are stone beads. Like I use some moss agate, amethyst, rose quartz, you name it. I also use freshwater pearls, and I take PayPal for that. So if you contact me, you have something in mind that you'd like, we can discuss exactly what you're looking for is and what stones you'd like, how, you know, the length, if you want more than one strand, that sort of thing. And where was I going with that? I'm also going to be doing, if you're interested in chakra jewelry, contact me and we can work something out for that as well. So I think that's it for the moment.
Okay.
And we have somebody from 510 on the line. Let's see here.
510.
There we go. Yeah, I'm waiting for that thing to go around and actually open up. Oh, good. 5 hours later, we'll have somebody to talk to. The little circle just keeps going around. My computer's doing so well. I know they're there, but my computer doesn't want to let them talk.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what's wrong. Yeah, this whole thing is crazy. I need a new laptop.
Uh-huh.
5 hours later, it'll do something. I left click and right click stuff comes up. I right click and the same stuff comes up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to have to refresh the thing, see what happens. I don't think it'll shut us off.
No.
I'll do it this way. Hopefully it'll... No, good. Now I lost the page. Oh, that burns me. I have to go back in again. I am not amused with this stupid thing.
Mm-hmm.
It wants to do its thing, as opposed to what I want it to do. I also need a new Ethernet cord or cable. Oh, you can't display the web page. Well, isn't that nice to know? It's not going to let me back in again.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I went because I go and think, ha. Well, oh, crud. This is not, well, I'm in the chat room. That's always nice to know. Is it not going to help me any? Yeah, I got the chat room pulled up, but then I lost everything else. So now I got to go. back in through Hotmail again. My computer does its own thing. It's very weird. Ah. Try that one more time. Wonderful. There we go. Hmm. And five. Oh, come on, computer. Nice to know my web page doesn't want to respond. Here we go. I'll try this one more time. Ah. Okay. Uh-huh. No, I don't want a blank page. I'm going to kill this thing. Yeah, hooray for Blog Talk. This is just being obstreperous. Ah, here we go. Okay. Try this again. I clicked that and... Ah, 510, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, sorry.
No problem.
Hello?
Yes.
How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
I'm here.
How are you?
I'm good, and you guys?
Yeah, we're trying to...
Great.
It's one of those drive you crazy thing days. Whatever will drive you crazy, well. So?
It definitely is.
I was trying to sit here and look at some things myself and deal with some crazy stuff today. Because I was sitting here looking at some things. As in, how we do that? So, oh shoot.
Bang.
Okay. Huh?
You said shoot, and I said bang.
I was just kind of like the situation of internet freaking problems. I mean, shoot, my problems with dealing with these freaking companies. I said, okay, we'll get after it as soon as possible. That's great, man. Got the old business going on, and they're like, okay, what's it working to you? Well, your Facebook is a customer. Anyway, area code 510. What is your name?
Hi. Aisha.
And how can we help you today?
Well, I'm calling because I'm moving into an apartment, and I haven't been in touch with the potential, well, the landlord, and I'm just wondering, what do you guys see around that? I mean, I've given him a partial deposit, and I don't know if I should be more gung-ho, or should I just kind of let them, you know, do their thing?
Hmm.
So you want to do anything or just let them do their thing, huh?
Right.
Well,
I was thinking.
Part of this.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
No, I was just thinking they probably ought to do their thing, but that was just my first gut reaction.
Okay.
Yeah. I would have to go along with that one because that's what I was thinking, too, where it was just one of those things of they've taken your money and just go ahead and do what you got to do. Go with the flow of this situation.
Okay.
Don't worry so much.
I know, and I try. I'm not, I mean, I try to be a slow goer, but I'm not really.
That sounds like a good one. Is that a new type of toilet? I'm sorry.
I'm trying very hard. And one of the other things is that I have to, I guess the reason I'm so anxious is because I have to come up with a certain amount of money. And I just want to know when, basically. And
mid-month.
So that's why I'm trying, huh?
Mid-month. We're just about mid-month now.
I'm trying to, it's like a preemptive strike so I can know, you know, when exactly I'll have to have it.
Yeah, I get the impression.
I'm sorry?
I get no problem with them talking, with them communicating with you and telling you exactly what you need. To the point where they're actually going to work with you, right?
Oh, you think so?
I almost get the impression he's sort of somebody that really, he's really not, he's sort of disinterested in everything. He's there just doing what he has to do, and that's about it.
Moving on.
Oh, the landlord?
Yeah, the landlord. I don't get the impression that he's exactly gung-ho or out there or, you know, over-eager or enthusiastic or anything. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just a guy who's not playing with a full deck.
Oh, okay.
But he seemed like he's a workable kind of guy.
Okay.
I think his mind is elsewhere.
Well, he has a lot of buildings. Well, he has a few. I mean, the apartment that I'm renting from him, it's not the only building he has.
Uh-huh.
So that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. That's the idea.
Well,
the best thing to do is stop worrying, okay?
Okay, I'll do that.
Alrighty.
Okay, thank you both.
You're welcome.
You have a great night.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I couldn't figure out how to cancel it the other night. So I finally called in, you know, called in your number, and this one woman was trying to let people know there wasn't going to be a show, and this young girl wanted a reading, so I gave her something, and then somehow everything got all followed around, so the show got ended anyway.
Oh, really?
It's kind of weird, yeah. She wanted an angel card reading. Fortunately, I had some, and hopefully I helped her.
Mm-hmm.
Just one of those times where I was so frustrated, everything was, you know, frustrating because I couldn't figure out how to get the thing to cancel, and then finally trying to get people to, sorry, we're not doing it tonight, and then she wanted something, and so I'm not sure how accurate I was, but hopefully I helped her.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, God. And there's nobody in the queue now. There was another number, but they seem to have disappeared.
Oh, no problem. Just sit here and, hey, to everybody who wants to get a reading, give us a call at 646-721-9031. We're going to be here for a while. I've been pulling out some cards. I just got these Angel Tarot cards from their Dorian Virtue's new deck she just came out with. And these are pretty good cards. Pretty on the point. Just a lot of things going on. So we're going to sit here and share some numbers. And why not? You know, put some numbers out there and say, hey, if you've been seeing these numbers, these is what they mean. So therefore, if you've been puzzled about why do I keep seeing 122, I'll tell you why you've been seeing 122. It's a number that the angels keep pointing out to you to listen, because it's a message for you. You know? And, for example, 122. Let's look at 122 real quick. 122 means stay filled with faith, because heaven is working behind the scenes to help your manifestations appear. The more positive your thoughts and feelings, the faster and better this manifestation occurs. So keep yourself focused, because one thing I keep seeing is the ones that want, like, what? Numbers ending with 222. I was looking up 222. Trust that everything is working out exactly as it's supposed to, with divine blessings for everyone involved. Let go and have faith. And then, the one I kept on seeing quite a bit of was 322. And this one says,
I love those
strong,
numbers.
Yeah, so this is a strong message from the Ascended Masters urging you to keep the faith and thus experience faith's magical magnetic power, which draws to you everything good that you desire. And then one day, it just seemed like there was just all these numbers coming out, and like 422, this is a strong message from the angels asking you to trust, believe, and have faith that your prayers are being answered, because they are. And then, what was that one? I saw 522 quite a bit yesterday, too, which was unusual, because I usually don't see 522. It's usually the 3 and the 4s, or the 1, or I actually saw the 8, 822. So then I sat there and looked at 522. It says, with faith, you can do anything. Truly believe that your prayers to improve your life have been heard and answered. Okay, it's almost like the situation when you listen to the numbers, what they're indicating to you to do, especially most of the time you start seeing these numbers, is when you're having a little bit of lack of faith in what's going on. If things are really going to pan out, work out, getting a little stressed out and those kind of things. So just put in, just let's go and pay attention to the numbers and realize that there are definitions out there of meanings of what those numbers mean. And you just got to come here and find out. So, seek and you shall find. It's one of those things that you got to put out there, you know? Just don't sit there and look at the thing and go, okay, what does that mean? Because they definitely mean something. And it's definitely meant for you because you're seeing it. Like 622. 622 is, this is a strong message from the angels urging you to keep the faith that everything will be okay, because it will. And that's sometimes people have a lot of hard times dealing because they want to sit there and make everything worse. I want to sit there and scream. I want to freak out. For some reason, I think it's the norm, and it's not. So let's pull a card out of the deck of the angel card, tarot deck. The card is Eight of Fire. Events moving at a fast pace, delays are over. Many things happening at once. So it's all these things that are happening with you in a situation like that. It's the idea, look at the card itself. The card is basically a blooming flower, but it's also unusual, and the card itself is very mysterious. So it's the idea of all these things that are happening, but when you really look at the deeper meaning of everything that's going on, what's really going on is everything's coming to pass. And sometimes we have to let our minds catch up with our manifestations to realize we're going to get exactly what we want, because our mind tells us, actually trying to talk us out of the situation, saying, you know, you might have to compromise. And it's the idea of focusing and basically digging in and not giving up. So many people have a tendency to give up 5 minutes before the miracle happens, and then want to get mad because the world didn't give them what they wanted. But actually, the whole situation was, they gave up their faith. They let the world intervene and snap out the manifestation that was going to happen. Or maybe they just went in some different direction. But the card itself was kind of was interesting in itself. That if you're sitting there focusing on things happening, that's a card that indicates that things are going to be happening. And it's like coming out of a situation where nothing's happening or everything's moving very slowly. And all of a sudden everything just speeds up very quickly. So it only starts happening at once. So it's the idea of have patience. Because you asked for it and you're getting it. It's all falling into place for you. So let it do so. That's the one thing you can literally do, is to give up your control issues and let it unfold naturally, because it will, always. We always think if we don't do something, nothing's going to happen. You see this a lot with relationships. People think they have to do something or the person's not going to call them. And then they sit around for the rest of the freaking lives going, I wonder if he would have really called me if I wouldn't have called him, you know? When they should have just sit there, held their ground and said, okay, this is something that's really true. This is really a strong connection. If it is what it is, then it will play itself out. It's the hardest thing to sit and tell somebody this is not going to work out because this guy is a fruitcake. And it's like we get a lot of these people, especially men right now, who just want to sit there and just sit on the sidelines, always questioning it. Do I want one or don't I? And they haven't made it. And it's almost like they come into the relationship with gangbusters, and they say, okay, I want this, this, and this, and this, and I want all these things, da-da-da. And then once you get into the relationship, then they have a tendency to start pulling away. And it's the idea, that's what I was talking about before. People have a tendency to get exactly what they want if they allow it. But they also have to take the time to actually prepare their minds to erase and get rid of that clutter that might interfere with makes them think they won't. So when it starts playing itself out, they'll know exactly why, because they're the one that manifested it in the first place. You know, two people don't meet each other unless they both want it. Which we've seen time and time again. Well, it's like two people come into the situation and go, okay, they both see it for what it is. One accepts it and one questions it. And then we have delays back and forth and that kind of stuff. It's just crazy. And it's kind of funny looking at both sides of the situation, too, of how these people will look at you like you're crazy because of the way a situation is unfolding. Not realizing the reason it's unfolding the way it is because how they're thinking. Love isn't finding someone you can live with. It's finding someone you can't live without.
How true.
Well, I mean, when you sit and look at the situation, it's like looking at two people who, it's like, you make me complete. I think the realism about that whole situation is when two people meet, I think they reflect each other completeness because they've done the work for themselves. So it's like smile. You know? Believe in the beauty of your dreams, and you can accomplish anything you want to. You know, peace and happiness, that's the thing, to realize how people understand one thing. You know, the idea of love, I've heard this so many times too, where people talk about love is letting down. And it's the idea of the world is letting down. Because the world tells you there are certain things you got to do, certain things you should do, certain things you should wait on. And the world's always sitting there in a situation of a state of procrastination. You know, they always said, like when you meet somebody, like you meet someone, get a phone number, you should wait 3 days before you call them. And then you ask yourself why. But no one can answer that question. Okay? So you got to look at the situation. If it doesn't make sense to you, then you should be doing it. It's like looking at it, so it's true. This is true love doesn't have a happy ending because true love doesn't end. To love oneself is the beginning of a lifelong romance. You know, when you start looking at certain things and finding things, it's amazing when you sit there and open yourself up to what's going to happen and what you really want to happen, that all these things are pouring out to you, what you want to do. And also the idea of how it can happen. And now it's just simply letting go is the key to all these things falling into place. Because if you look at people who try to control everything, they're very unhappy. Because when you put yourself in a situation of trying to control everything, you start attracting more things to control to the point where you get to a really, as you go further into that situation or that equation, what you find out is you're going to get to a point where you feel out of control. Because you can't control every aspect of life. You just allow it to happen and allow it to progress to go forward. And just enjoy the journey. Just enjoy the ride. And you still make a decision. You either go with the flow or sit there and try to control it. Ask yourself, what do you really want to do? Would you just really go with the flow? The flow is easy, guys. When you go with the flow, you know what the best thing to do is about what the best thing about going with the flow is? You can enjoy what's going on. When you're constantly trying to control it, you're always looking at trying to control every aspect of it to the point where you actually miss the whole essence of everything that's going on. So it's like asking
you miss
yourself,
the surprises.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I was just saying, you know, I was just thinking about that, what you said, because it makes so much sense. We go through life, and if you try to control every aspect of everything, it's much more strained. You don't really enjoy it as much.
Mm-hmm.
When you let go, there are times when you just got to let go and see what happens, see where you're taken, because just around the bend there might be something absolutely wonderful that you would have missed if you hadn't let go.
Oh, yeah.
Life is full of surprises, and why not be surprised once in a while? Some people don't like to be surprised, but, hey, some of the best things in life come about as surprises. If we knew everything that was going to happen in our lives, why would we even want to be born or get out of bed? Sometimes it would be just like, why? You know, I already know this whole, you know, all my life is going to be like this. I guess I'll go back in the womb. I don't want to come out.
Right.
But life is a journey, and life is an adventure, and we should enjoy it.
That's true.
But we don't always.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sad, because we miss so much. Some people are just too uptight anyway.
Seems that way.
They're running around with pickles up their butts.
Really?
Isn't that delightful?
Also freaking out.
Huh?
Now I was just looking at some things going, wow, there's some crazy stuff here.
That's a crazy
nope,
time.
Well, I'm just saying, the one thing I was talking about before, too, is the idea of paying attention to everything around you. Everything is a sign. But also, I've seen people do this. They already make up their mind about looking for a sign, okay? So they start looking for a sign to back up what they've already decided on the going to do or decided what the situation is all about instead of actually looking at the signs for what they are, as in insights to actually if you're going down the right path, if this is the right person, the situations, that kind of stuff. Not for you to say, can take your meeting and pound it into the whole thing. Back to that one situation we were talking about before, pounding a square peg into a round hole. That's the ideal. You see the signs, okay? The signs are going to tell you the truth of what's going on. Not the ideal. And it might actually back up what you've already come up with, of course. But I'm just saying, you know, if you have to sit there and basically go over it 3,000 times to make it go with what you've already decided to do, then it's not a sign anymore. It's more of a floor. It's more of a welcome mat. You're walking all over it. Because the sign should hit you like this. Eureka. I know what to do. Not sit there and analyze it and go, okay, maybe it means this or maybe it means that. No, that's going to be very clear, very, very straight out. And if it's not, the one thing I would recommend for everybody to do is sit down and work with your angels and say, okay, what does this mean? You've given me a sign. What does it mean? I'm not picking up on the whole thing. Now, see, the one thing about the angelic realm and the divine is that they're not going to pass judgment on you or nothing like that. They're going to look at the situation just the way it is. They're going to answer the question. Okay, you don't understand because they want you to understand because they've given you the sign to make a difference, to make a change, to help you to a point in your life, you're through a transition. So don't ever put yourself in a situation of saying, I don't want to ask them because they might be too busy. Okay, we're talking about the spiritual realm here, guys. There is no such thing as time, and time, realistically, is a human concept. we have determined what 3 o'clock means. We have determined what midnight is. The same thing with age. Age is the same thing. Humans have determined what 40 means. They have determined what 30 means. And right now with the situation when things are changing, people are living longer and actually getting back to the way it was in the first place. Actually, I read this book today with, let's see here. Let's pull the book up real quick. Okay, this book is by, I was thinking about before when we talk about things, and we talk about BrainSync.com with selling little CDs and that kind of stuff like that, and the technology and the tones and just all kinds of stuff that works with the subliminal way of entering your mind with thoughts and just the ideal thoughts, positive thoughts, trying to erase what the negative was in our mind. And this book here, I got this because it actually came with some MP3 downloads too. It's called Brain Power, Improving Your Mind as You Age. And it's by this guy named Michael J. Gibble, I think it is, and Kelly Howell. Now, in this one here, it talks about how important it is to have a healthy body, to work out, to strengthen your body, because it actually works hand-in-hand with your brain. To have a strong mind, brain, and memory, the whole bit. That body all works together as a whole. So if your body is weak, stagnant, and frail, then more likely your memory and your brain will too as well. So see, they all work hand-in-hand together. But it's also, a lot of things in here it talks about, it's kind of funny how it talked about in this book about, if you know, it says, okay, if you don't want to take supplements and that kind of stuff, then fine. You must live in a nice place where all the water is pure. All your food is brought to you organically. I mean, just right from the source, right into your mouth. And he said, if this is the scenario in your life and this is how things are, then you're right. Don't take the supplements. But he's also saying that in the process of taking supplements, it's also another way of enhancing and, as they call it, rust-proofing your brain. And it also says in his book, the one thing I thought was amazing was, as you get older, your memory gets better, and it's actually able to be accessed a whole lot easier. So therefore, memorizing things should be a whole lot easier. But see, with the idea of myth and the way people are taught as they're young, and this misconception, it has a tendency to go further. It also talks about a lot of things as in how you can prevent that from happening. And the idea of realizing this. The guy who actually was co-writer in this book also was talking about in the first part about his mother. His mother was born early in the early 20th century. And in 1932, when she was 16, see, the idea of going to college was not an option for her. Back in those days, women were not allowed in the idea of advancing their knowledge and going to college and this kind of thing. So she basically went through a lot of things where she was teaching herself a lot of things, and she was very mind illiterate. You know, she knew everything and anything. She taught herself. And the idea of what she also says with the way she was also lecturing when she got in her older age, she was telling people flat out that the best thing to do is to keep learning, to keep reading and keep studying and keep doing everything you can to keep the mind active as much as possible, as much as the body active. So it's the idea of when you're out walking around, thinking and focusing and those kind of things. Also, it's been proven, too, interaction with you know, in society, with people, situations, you know, commuting and social functions, all kinds of stuff. Just the idea of communication is very important to also the memory and the brain and that kind of stuff that also wards off anything that we have with these other things, too, with what's it called, Alzheimer's and dementia. Because the idea of a lot of people just, you know, staying within themselves, the confines of their homes. So it's like saying find ways to come out, socialize, that kind of thing like that. But I thought it was interesting, his mother, she never had the chance to do those things, but she still made a point to do anyway. She didn't just, how would you put this? I was sitting there reading that one part where she was talking. Let's see. Here it is. Let's see. In 1932, she had to leave school. In those days, college wasn't an option for girls from her background, okay? You had to be very wealthy. It wasn't until she was in her early 50s that she decided to go to college with her fiery, with her thefty positive attitude. She persuaded the authorities, first, that she was not too old to start a degree, and second, that she should skip the bachelor's degree and go straight into studying for a master's, which they agreed. This lady here, she graduated, but when she went into the situation, she had a lot of things going for her. She was a mentally illiterate, accomplished speed reader, and mind mapper. She was awarded her master's degree, and what was her field? The study of human beings as they age. That's what she went into. For 10 years, she lectured at the university. And she said, well, so funny that the whole thing was, she was lecturing for 10 years at the university on this, on how a human being, as they age, the brain actually can get stronger, the whole body can actually excel. And she got to a point where she was, ironically, she was still dealing with people that had outdated thinking about age that is still prevalent in the college, and still is too. It's kind of crazy. Her college that she was lecturing at for 10 years insisted that she retire at the mandatory retirement age of 55. How ludicrous, she claimed. Of course. Just when she was reaching the age which, applying everything she studied to get her degree and had lectured on for 10 years, they decided that she was no longer qualified to teach it, which is ironic, which is really stupid. In her happy rebellion, she printed up some business cards that proclaimed, with her name, Jean M. Buzdan, retired but inspired. And I guess she continued to work clear into her 80s. I mean, 90s, sorry. She devoted to overturning negative myths about aging. And one of the most common myths about aging is the memory is infallibly declines. But from the scientific evidence and from witnessing his mother in action, that this isn't necessarily true. There's a combination of a lot of things on the whole thing, which I thought was very interesting too, because it also talks about meditation in this book quite a bit, and the idea of actually stilling the mind and focusing on entering a different level to understanding why we have this compelling, what would you call it, compelling action to commune with everybody, to commune with people. It's the idea of stimulation of our minds. Not the idea of showing off, saying, hey, my memory hasn't gone nowhere, but yours is shot. Nothing like that. It's just saying that, well, how would you put it? And it says, in reality, your memory behaves much like your body in some very important ways. If you look after your body and nurture it, it remains flexible, resilient, and strong. If you neglect it, it becomes rigid, stagnant, and weak. The good thing about your memory is that it can improve every day. It can improve every day of your life. It is a network of interlinked images and data that can grow infinitely as long as you continue to use it. The older you are, the greater and the more powerful your memory can become. Many people are concerned, however, that the years of bad habits will prevent them from improving mental performance. In other words, they feel like it's too late. But bad habits are simply neurological patterns that build up a network of probabilities by forming memory traces along the pathway between brain cells, which means it's the ideal of like anything else, there's a pathway for bad habits as much as good habits. So it's the idea of how to neutralize this is to focus on more of the good habits. So therefore you come up with a nice regimen, as the people call it, as looking at situations of life, of focusing on how to improve memory and how to maintain memory, and then the other patterns that you had before when you're sitting there talking, like we see a lot of people talk about, my mother was one of them, where she talked about as she started getting closer to 40, she was always told when you get 40 or 50, your eyesight starts going and hearing and all that kind of stuff. And it's amazing that sometimes people start thinking those ways where we have to sit and look at the situation and ask yourself, are they really losing their hearing and their eyesight, or is it because they've been told for so long that it's subconscious, it's a subconscious message that actually dulls the senses. The eyesight starts going, the hearing starts going, touch, smell, all these things, when it's just a power of suggestion. Then when they go to church and they think they've got healed, it's not a physical healing, it's more of a mental healing of their thinking, which could have been, you know, it's one of those things that was probably brought that way before then. They could have changed the whole thing. And that's what it talks about in the book about meditation, too. Meditation is a great way to realize that controlling your life as in these things, too, because it's a form of control. When people give you a power suggestion that your eyesight's going to go when you're 40, it's a form of control. Your mind kicks in and tries to control those aspects to where that's what exactly will happen. You will start losing your eyesight. So it was showing in here in this book, it was talking about the memory is not a container to be filled. It's constantly expanding all the time. Your brain is astonishingly adaptable and flexible. You can continue to learn new skills and improve for as long as you live. So therefore, if you decided today, I want to change these things, it's not too late. The realization itself, you would not be getting a realization on how to change something if it wasn't possible to change it right then and there, unless you had plenty of time to do so. So, Dee, how much time do we have? Hello, Dee.
Sorry about that. What do we have left? We have 7 minutes and counting down, and we have somebody in the queue.
Oh, we do?
Yep.
Okay, guys, well, just check out this book. It's you can actually get it on HemiSync CDs. It's not HemiSync. I'm talking about BrainSync. www.brainsync.com. Go check them out. They got great CDs for meditation, that kind of stuff. They also have this book, and it also came with, when you purchase the book, they got a special going on, too, so you should check it out. Because it's got 3 tracks, I think. That's actually 4 tracks that come with it, as you can download it in your computer, MP3 downloads, which it actually recommends when you do the book, that you also download those things, because there's actually one on there to help you to organize your sleep patterns so you can actually get better sleep. I've actually listened to it a couple times myself before I went to bed. Definitely got some good rest. And they actually had, there was one I saw too, 40 minutes, it's like 4 hours of sleep in 40 minutes. It's a meditation, and it's a meditational download. You can also get the CD. Where also, I thought that was interesting. You can actually get to where you feel like you've had 4 hours of sleep in 40 minutes. Just by listening to this meditational CD. Or if you want to get the MP3 download, try that. I did that. So I just figured out if I could listen to it twice, I get 8 hours of sleep. All right. So before we bring on the other person out of the queue, why don't we just sit here and give out the information quick, too, on how people can reach us. Like, for example, you go first.
Okay. You can reach me at 207-374-5072 or at spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com. I'll get back to you within 24 to 48 hours. And if you're interested in a phone reading, I suggest if you want 60 minutes, a $60 donation. If you want less time or more time, contact me and we'll work that out. Also, if you want an email reading, I suggest a donation of $20, but I will work within your budget, so don't worry about anything. Just give me a shout, And if I take PayPal, if you're interested in my jewelry, which is Dreamweaver Designs, contact me at my email address, and I can give you some. I can email you some pictures to give you an idea of what I do. I work with stone beads such as moss agate, freshwater pearls, lapis, you name it, I use it. And if you, I use stone pendants, sterling silver pendants, and I use a lot of. Most everything I make will have some silver at somewhere, usually the Hill Tribes silver from Thailand, which is handmade by the Hill Tribes people, absolutely gorgeous. Contact me, and we can work out prices and how long you'd like it, that sort of thing. And if you're interested in some chakra jewelry, we can work something out with that, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I take PayPal for everything.
Okay. All right. So you can also reach me, too, Psychic X Journey Man here for private readings as well, too. This month of May, we're having a special where you can get a 75-minute reading for $75 and a 45-minute reading for $45, a 25-minute reading for $25, and a one-card reading for $15 for $15. Anyway, and when you sort of look at the situation, parties also, if you're having parties or group reading, if you want to sit your party in a kind of silly zoo, so you have, it costs about $150 to have a sit your party. But this month, you can get it for only $77. Also, the same thing with group readings, too. $77. If you have a situation, we also do life coaching and relationship counseling, past life regressions. We do past life readings as well. So if you want to take advantage of those situations, too, those are usually like 90-minute sessions, and they usually go for $135, but this month they're only going for $77, too, as well. So give us a call. We also have you can get a block of 5 45-minute readings for only $100. Also, we're also doing one-on-one readings on Skype. We also do our group readings and our parties on Skype as well, too, so we can be there no matter what. So check it out. If you want to take advantage of all those great prices, give us a call at 740-500-8863 or 740-601-9835, or you can contact me through Skype at donald.reed8, all in small letters, or you can contact me through www.psychicxjourneyman.com. All right, and also I'd like to give a shout out to our sponsor, Richard Palanga, who actually has a website called divinebodywash.com. That website again is Divine Body Wash. I don't know why it's so hard to say that one.
DivineBodyWash.com.
All right. And simply go there, check out the products. They're all spiritual, all natural. And Richard's also saying for all of our listeners, if you donate $25, he will give you a bottle of body wash. And if you donate $35 or more, he will give you also a bottle of body mist. So go check it out, divinebodywash.com. Also, I want to sit here and say I also do email readings too as well. And I also work with people who have gifted children who don't know how to deal with the situation with their children, what to do and that kind of stuff, and where to proceed, and even with the situation themselves. So call me to sit down and work those things out too as well, so we can help the children progress and really mature with spiritual growth as much as possible. So if you want to do an email reading, they're usually, I think it's a five-card email reading for $25. So give it a shot. I'm very detailed. I don't do no less than 2,000 characters, very insightful and detailed. So give us a call and set you. So with that said and done, do we still have someone to talk to?
Yes, we do.
All right, bring him on.
Oh, good. Round and round we go again. For some reason, this computer is just being really a pain in the butt. And if that thing ever stops going around and the red shows up, we might do well.
All right.
But I know better than to try to refresh it or we'll be dead. I think we're sunk at the moment. It's just doing its thing. I don't know if they can hear us or not. Probably not. I mean, they can hear us, but I don't think they can answer.
What's the area code?
718.
718. It's like saying, okay, 718, if you can hear me right now, you can call me at home, and I'll be glad to answer some questions for you. 718, just give me a call at home, number 740-500-8863. And we'll sit here and work a little bit longer.
Oh, that's annoying.
Do-do-do-do-do. No, like I said before, check out this book, Brain Power, Improve Your Mind as You Age. The author of How to Think Like Bernardo. Bernardo da Vinci.
Leo.
Leo. Leo.
No. You should be right past your bedtime, Donnie.
I have no idea.
That thing is not going to work. It's just going to go round and round for 5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord. Until either this computer gets squared away or I get a new one. Okay. This is just, they'll have, 718 will have to call you because they're not, that thing is just
all
going
right.
Round and round for 5 hours.
No problem then. It's just say our goodbyes and say, may God and angels bless you every minute of every day, and we'll give love where love is given, and we'll see you Friday night, which is tomorrow night,
yep.
For our 2 hour show. And, join us in and just have some more fun, just like we did tonight. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
I'll see you tomorrow night.
Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello?